Blog Talk Radio.
Women have the power to transform this world. We can end crime and violence if we all agree to do one thing: share. Let's share our wisdom, share our time, share our talents, share our finances, but most of all, let's share our love. This is the Female Solution. Join me, Naima Latif, every morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Standard Time, as we bring you stimulating discussions about the issues affecting our lives. If you're listening online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution, press the blue button that says follow and get our daily topics every morning directly to your email and your smartphone.
Hi, I'm Naima Latif, executive producer of the Female Solution Radio Show. We invite you to call in 515-605-9325 and participate in this daily think tank as we examine the challenges we face and develop solutions that restore peace and harmony. We are global transformers, changing the world from the way it is to the way it should be. We are one. Wherever we live on this earth, we are one human family. On behalf of our team of radio hosts, I'd like to extend a greeting to all the members of our family, whenever and wherever you may be listening around the world. To our family in China, Ni Hao. In India, Namaste. In Japan, Konnichiwa. In Korea, Annyeonghaseyo. In Russia, Zdravstvuyte. In Germany, Guten Tag. In Poland, Dzień dobry. In France, Bonjour. In Spain, Hola. In Italy, Ciao. In Egypt, Ahlan wa sahlan. In Ghana, Akwaba. In Nigeria, Peleo. In South Africa, Saubona. In Senegal, Nangadef. In Kenya, Jambo. In Israel, Shalom. In Pakistan, Afghanistan, and Saudi Arabia, Assalamu alaikum. Greetings, and may peace be upon you all.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to Mondays and Fridays, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda C. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Poussin. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
Grand Rising, and thank you all for joining us on this Wednesday morning on the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, and in just one moment, we're going to be joined live by our co-host, Kareem Hamid, and we want you to stay with us today because we're going to help you with some major family planning as it comes down to getting knowledge and education for your children without the cost. It shouldn't bankrupt you to prepare your children for adulthood. And we'll talk about ways of getting rid of that college education cost or even planning a future. How do you plan for and acquire skills that don't cause you to have to get into great debt? And how, if you've got student loans, do you get them forgiven? We'll talk about that. We'll be right back in just a moment. So stay with us.
I'm Naima Latif. Join me and my co-host Kareem Hamid every Wednesday morning, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. on the Female Solution Radio Show as we explore that relationship that is the foundation for our society, the relationship between men and women, husbands and wives. Join our discussion as we seek to repair broken family ties and rebuild our community. Listen online at www.blogtalkradio.com/the-female-solution. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to our hosts. Or you can join us live on Facebook at www.facebook.com/the-female-solution.
Team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday morning mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, self-care with Jody Susan. Wednesdays, repairing broken families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, soulful solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, health and well-being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, success strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, move around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back.
Sometimes, can you hear me?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. So, yeah. So, I left that up to my children. What do you want to do? You know, you have to educate yourself in what in the profession that you would want to pursue. My son that lives in Detroit, Michigan. We know Detroit is it's once again trying to rebound after the major industry, which was the auto manufacturing industry, somewhat shrunk. It's not labor intensive anymore. And a lot of the foundries and plants, either they shut down or they downsize considerably or they move, which left a large empty gap in employment. He was employed at a company that I would say it had contracted with the auto industry. There are other industries that may not be a part of the major corporation, but the corporation will sublet, having parts made. And he informed me that the company that he worked for was planning on shutting down. And now in the interim, he had purchased a van, and he utilized that van to move furniture and objects and stuff, you know, objects that people wanted moved. And it was a van that he had. This was his side hustle, as we would normally call it, a side hustle. So he called me and informed me that the Traces of Drama was getting ready to shut down. And I asked him, were there any more employment opportunities that you might see? He said, well, I don't know. I'm going to start looking. So we hung up the phone, and I immediately called him back. I said, Anwar. So, yeah, there are five hospitals that you can start moving up in your in that bank. Instead of looking for a job, why don't you invest in that five hospital? Why don't you expand that? And he was agreeable to that. He was able to purchase a large truck, the size of the largest truck that U-Haul uses in moving people. And he purchased that truck at Mustard. And his business has grown. He has had to hire helpers to help him. He says, be mad. So we have a situation whereby he created a company, not a job. He created his own company, see? Now, my daughter, 1 year in Michigan, on the years, they both had the idea of pursuing becoming a dental assistant.
Mm-hmm.
They went to school for that, but you would be surprised the opportunity. I mean, the employment opportunity for that is very crowded. I mean, they could not get a permanent position.
Mm-hmm.
So my youngest daughter had a friend that lived in Arizona, and they were in conversation with each other, and she was telling her of how Arizona is growing. It is growing. Its business is popping up. I mean, there's construction everywhere. And would she want to try her opportunities there? So let me share that with you. And I spoke with her friend, and they had known each other since grade school. And so I'm retired, and I had some money put aside. And I helped her and my three grandchildren move there. My eldest daughter, she also, the opportunity here for dental assistant was very slim, and she followed thereafter, and they moved to Arizona. They haven't started their own, well, not yet. They haven't started a major business, but they were able to gain beneficial employment, customer service through the insurance agency, and also one daughter, my eldest, she was employed in the industry of detecting internet scams.
Wow.
People getting hacked. I believe you should hear some of the terrible stories that she has shared with me about that. So that sometimes you have to be willing to move to another area, another region where there is growth. Sometimes you have to be willing to do that, you know. And also, for those that have graduated from college and you have a degree in a certain field, and that field is not open to you right now at this time, I believe that education should a tool for creating, not just a tool for performance in a certain field or a certain job or whatever. But I believe education should spark the creativity in us as human beings, how we ourselves can create something, can become a producer, a manufacturer, become a entrepreneur that owns your own platform, rather than just, you know, I'm not getting a good job. I mean, there's a reason God for that, but along with that, there should be an element of creativity introduced to the student. You might just get a job, how you could use this education and your imagination and creative skill to begin a independent venture. You know what I'm saying? And as far as us, we should help them. They will need some type of seed money, some type of financial assistance at that. So that's why I did not hesitate to help finance the establishment of my daughter financially. My son, thank you to Almighty God, he has enough finance of his own to start his own business. So it is that creative spirit that I believe education should provide. So when I understand Steve Jobs that dropped out of college, him and a friend up here in this garage, they use their creative spirit, to begin an industry that now worth $100 billion. So, but we should be willing to help our children where we can, when and if we can, because it's no more the words of encouragement that they make the attempt to be a producer, a manufacturer, an entrepreneur, a business that provides service. There is a lot of opportunities in adult assisted living now. Assisting seniors. I have a friend here. Khadija has her own business. She has employees, and they assist things, you know. So then in the interim, sometimes you have to begin to pay off that college debt if you're under that burden. For me, my personal opinion is, due to the economic condition of this country, of which the citizens had no part in weakening, I believe that a lot of that debt should be forgiven. It's just like an anchor around our children's necks. Even if they do gain for employment or business or whatever, that cycles off. That takes away their financial strength. It's that heavy burden, that heavy college debt. That's a real problem here. And I know that there are a lot of people that are laboring on trying to pay off their college loans. So I heard it mentioned during the campaign about college debt for business. I was waiting with bated breath to see if they would move on that. So far, I haven't heard anything along those lines after the campaign. But people are in trouble through no fault of their own. But we as parents, where we can help, let's help and start to create energy that is within us. All of us have created energy. that's a suggestion that I am giving. Take that college education. Use your creative skills, your imagination, your drive, and transfer that knowledge from one field to another. And inshallah, that is God willing, you can be successful. You can be a pioneer in the end of life.
Yeah. Well, you've given some great examples of how to shift gears when one thing doesn't work, and then to empower yourself to do something different. And that's really what time it is right now. When we see that the economy has shifted and changes have emerged that make the old traditional ways really non-existent, we can't just sit there and wallow in our fear and despair. This, as you said, is a time to create. And some of the greatest ideas are coming forth as a result of people taking responsibility for their own lives. So we're going to take a quick break. And when we come back, we're going to talk about some of the jobs that have emerged as a result of the coronavirus. New industries, new ideas, new opportunities that have come to the surface that you can take advantage of right now. And then we're going to talk about some of the actual programs that have been put forth for debt forgiveness. And as our governments realize that when our citizens are paralyzed with extreme debt and no income, that the responsibility of the government is to create a different system, then we'll see more kinds of legislation enacted. But right now, we, the citizens, have to take responsibility for creating that which we need and seeing a different society manifest from our new creations. So we'll be right back after this quick break, and we want you to stick and stay. Don't stray away. We'll be right back in a moment, so stay with us.
Do you worry about finances, family, health, job, relationships? Are you in pain? Do you feel stuck? If you answered yes to any of these questions, help is available. Don't worry, you're not alone. It's part of the human process. You only feel this way because you haven't mastered the voices in your head. No hype, just down to earth, solid, workable tools and techniques that you can practice daily. It's really food for the soul. Whether you want to learn how not to worry about anything, reverse type 2 diabetes, publish a book, promote your product or service, or just make extra money. To take advantage of the deal of the day, go to ZeldaSpeaks.com or call 312-409-6619. Mention promo code The Female Solution and get free shipping. That's ZeldaSpeaks.com or 312-409-6619. Stop worrying today. Visit ZeldaSpeaks.com.
I'm Beata, your holistic life coach. These days, it's more important than ever to work on your physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual health. Are you consciously breathing deeply in stressful moments? Do you have a plan or daily routine to maintain balance in your awesome body? Are you struggling to be disciplined in your eating habits? When you partner with me, I'll help you develop a personalized health plan that works for your particular lifestyle. You can find out more about me at yourholisticlifecoach.com, where you can also review my 3-step protocol to guide you to abundant health. That's yourholisticlifecoach.com, and I'm Viato.
Mm-hmm. Hi, this is John Alexander.
And I'm Naima Latif. Meet people like you who are making a positive difference in the world.
Big difference.
Watch us every day on The Media Connection at www.youtube.com/TheMediaConnectionTV.
YouTube it. We'll see you soon.
There are people who choose to make a positive difference in the world. Our job is to bring you their stories to motivate you to do the same. Join us each week, host John Alexander and Naima Latif, as we bring you the educators, entertainers, elected officials, religious leaders, and community activists whose works are transforming this world. Find out how you can make a difference, too. Be inspired. Watch The Media Connection.
Mondays at 5 p.m. and Tuesdays at 12 noon on Cable TV Channel 19 in Chicago. And other cities, check your local cable listings.
With a Place of Peace pop-up from Susan Essentials, you are able to increase productivity, mental acuity, leaving you with higher energy and peace in just 20 minutes. We pop up at our office or yours.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naima Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Beata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategies with Jana. Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on Relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution. And we are back. You're listening to and watching The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want you to join in because this is a time for us to collectively create. And there have been opportunities presented to us so that we can see differently. This is not a time for despair. It's a time for celebration of our freedom to create that which we need by our cooperation with each other. So today we're taking a look at being educated and debt-free, how to get college knowledge without the cost, how to create your own business, how to work with others who are in the industry that you would like to be a part of, how to develop internships where you are doing the work that you love with those who can show you best how to do it, and how to evolve and grow and manifest that which you desire, even in a changing economy. So, Kareem, we certainly do admire your family for making those adjustments, and something as simple as creating a trucking business by buying a truck and fulfilling a need. Now, one of the things that I have seen grown as a result of this coronavirus has been the delivery service business. And there are so many people now that are into things like, was it DoorDash and Uber Eats, and basically just taking the vehicle that they have and delivering goods and services from one place to another, delivering food from one place to another because people can't get out the house. So what was needed was someone who would drive in between those places and deliver what was needed. And that industry has grown exponentially simply because people thought, how can I be of service? How can I provide what's needed? And I would suggest that the first thing we do in changing the way our society functions is to remove the incentive for our work being how can I make the most money to how can I serve? Because when we change the incentive, then we start looking at what is needed. And that's what will give us the inspiration to create. So, of course, if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. First of all, do you see a need that's being created? So if you've got...
two callers now on the board.
So you've got a switch, you've got a caller on the switchboard?
Yes, I do. Two of them, man.
Well, we'll certainly open their mics and get their thoughts. Go right ahead.
Okay. All right. I believe this may be Rashid Salam. I'm not sure. As-salamu alaykum. Please state your name and where you're calling from.
As-salamu alaykum.
314-540.
As-salamu alaykum. This is Kareem, Princess Kareema from Memphis.
This is Kareema from where?
She's from St. Louis, Missouri. Crazy.
Okay.
So I have a beautiful sister here from St. Louis.
I am the host of Keeping It Real. I am from St. Louis by way of Memphis, Tennessee.
All right. From St. Louis by way of Memphis, Tennessee. Now, how do you spell your name, Sister Kareem? I want to make sure I put it correctly on our
It's Princess. L. Princess Aziz. Kareem Aziz.
L. Princess. Kareem
yes.
is K. R-I-M-A-H or E-M-A-H?
K-A-R-E-E-M-A-H.
All right. Princess Kareema from St. Louis. We got you. All right.
Yeah, I host Keeping It Real. I'm the hostess of Keeping It Real on Thursdays here on AM 360.
Well, congratulations, and we'll make sure we tune in. And what time is it on AM 360?
We air every Thursday at 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time.
Fantastic. Well, thank you so much for joining us today on The Female Solution. Yes.
And I was listening to the show. I'm listening to the show, and it's very, very interesting and informative and necessary information. I was here listening to the imam suggest or give the opinion about the student loan forgiveness, which is an idea. It is, you know, a good idea. But as a tax preparer, I wanted to give my professional opinion. For example, I have $65,000 debt with from private school tuition loans and so forth. If you were to get a forgiveness all at one time, it will increase your income by the amount of the forgiveness. So I wanted to share that information so that if the government does suggest or offer student loan forgiveness, that we keep in mind that the forgiveness will raise your income, the amount of the loan that's forgiven. Pay 30% of the forgiveness in tax.
Well, that's very valuable to know. So what do you suggest best way to offset that tax debt? Are there some tax deductions that people can create? I know, especially if you've got a home-based business, there are a lot of things that you can deduct. Is there a way to actually offset the taxes on that new income by perhaps putting that money into something that is tax deductible, such as a business, a home-based business?
Okay, so the way that it's set, there are ways to do it. It's a little difficult because it does create a negative income. It's not, it creates a negative. It creates a huge negative income, which is different it's difficult to explain, but
I was going to say,
the entire picture. For example, if student loan debt does not interfere with anything that you're doing, whether it's getting a mortgage or getting a loan or going forth on anything that you're trying to do, and then from the financial position of taxes as it relates, you know, to having a debt, I would just suggest paying off the loan maybe $10-$12 a month or $100 a month as opposed to taking the entire debt and having it forgiven. Like I said, $60,000 will increase my income. Most of us who are already entrepreneurs are already at the point where we can't handle another. Like for example, myself, when I found my taxes, I can't really take on $60,000 income. There was a lot that I'd have to do to balance that tax. That I'm going to get and the forgiveness. But I would really suggest looking at the whole picture. If it doesn't hold you back from getting a mortgage or anything that you like to do, then just handle it a month at a time, a little at a time. They can't come and take your diploma. They can't come and take your house or anything like that. But we want to look at it holistically. If you've got a small amount, you can go ahead and have, I mean, if they offer forgiveness, like I said, consider the fact that it will increase your income by the amount of the forgiveness. Any loan that they forgive, you know, that amount will be tacked onto your income to your net income. So that's just something I wanted to, you know, make sure that we all aware of, because I hear the government pushing, you know, we're probably going to, you know, they're thinking about it, putting together a program to forgive loans, but I don't think most people understand that it's going to add to their income the amount of the forgiveness, which is something that we really, a lot of us can't, you know, we really want our income tax check, need our income tax check. So I just want to share that that's something that we want to be aware of, because no one's saying anything about that. No one's saying anything about it.
Well, let me ask you this question. Karima, let me ask you this question. Are a lot of people even aware that a debt is something that may be tax deductible, so that they were getting the tax benefits from not having it forgiven in the first place? Most people look at debt as something that is ruining their credit if they can't pay it regularly, or taking away income they would like to put towards something else, such as a business or home improvement or something else. So how does having the debt that you're paying benefit you financially? And if you were to have it forgiven and that money were to be freed, aren't there some ways you could invest that now freed money to something that would offset the taxes of it being income?
Most certainly there are ways that you can invest, there are some, you know, ways that you can invest the amount of money that you would be paying in student loans, but there are also ways that you can continue to have the loan perpetually deferred so that you don't have, it doesn't appear to be defaulted and it doesn't appear to be past due. There are so many ways of, right now, I think the best thing for us moving forward is to consider this before sending our children to college to get a student loan. For those of us that already have a student loan, do consider all things. For me, I just don't handle the loan at all. I mean, I keep it perpetually deferred so that there's no money that I apply toward the loan. It's kind of complicated. I guess each case is individual. Like I said, in my case, I have a lot of student loans from going to a private school, and
how do you get your loan deferred? And I know this is probably part of what you do as a business, so I don't want you to just give away all the knowledge, but if you can give us a little bit of a hint of how do you get a student loan deferred so that it doesn't go into default, and ruin your credit.
Okay, so, you know, as an entrepreneur, I just don't report income to them. Do I have income to report to Sallie Mae? No, I don't have income to report to you. And so for that, I receive a deferment because of income that I don't have to report. I stay away from saying I'm unemployed, but if you give me an opportunity to report income, then I'll say I don't have income to report. Personally, I don't have income to report. There are many different ways to offset paying the loan out indefinitely. I mean, if you pay it out, you're definitely going to pay taxes on the income. It's going to be income. They're definitely going to add it as income. And okay. I want to, you know,
it's the key point, especially for those who are entrepreneurs, because if you have money that you are putting into a business, then it really isn't income. It's money that you have invested in a business. So if there is no salary that
the
you're
debt,
taking, then
I'm not under-
I guess one of the things that people need to know, and you know, I'll give you an opportunity to even, you know, give them a number where they can call you for more professional advice. But one thing people need to know is how to benefit from being an entrepreneur so that, number one, you're not taxed for income that you don't technically have, even though you might be receiving money from your business. But if you're able to know how to report it in such a way that you're showing where you're putting that money back into your business, then you don't have an income to report and therefore get taxed on, and you can get your student loan deferred. So is that
right,
a way that people
right.
can do?
Yes, that's exactly what I'm hearing. Yes, that's right. You don't, and the deferment process is fairly easy. They usually don't ask for supporting documents. They just ask you to provide your signature on what they call an affidavit of income. So, yes, in that regard, absolutely don't have actual income to report, because most of us, for example, that are entrepreneurs have an LLC. So if you're working under an LLC, then the LLC may have income, and that LLC is under a different it's under a different operation. It does not ever going to attach to your LLC. So you technically do not have to report, and that's how you get, you know, you get your student loans deferred. I really want to emphasize that I'm not encouraging us to avoid having our loans deferred. I mean, not deferred, but forgiven. But if we do accept the forgiveness that they offer, recognize that it will increase your income and by that amount. And so for someone who owes $50,000, $60,000, they really can't afford to have a $50,000, $60,000 income attached in 1 year. That's going to that's a huge increase and will increase your tax liability due at that time. So it's going to create another problem. You've got to figure out, you know, of the issues, what's affecting you. If you, you know, if it affects you from getting mortgages and so forth and so on, then you might want to, I don't know, there are ways that you keep the student loan from showing being defaulted. What we want to do is keep the loan out of default. And
right.
the attitude about loans, I know that many of us are anxious and would like to have good credit and would like to, you know, not see items on our report. But as it relates to the student loan, that's something different that banks do look at differently. They do look at student loans differently. Most people don't.
It's my understanding that if you are in default on a student loan and you tax season over, and let's say you have a sizable return or whatever the amount is, that the IRS or the government, they confiscate that tax return and they apply it to your loan.
Right.
Is that correct?
That is correct, especially for a lot of the predatory student loans, I call. These are student loans that people would get to go through a program or to, like, for example, for a license of some kind. Yes, they're more likely to have those loans quickly recovered from the IRS through taxes. Most often, yeah, if you get the loan, it's the loan fault most often. But from my experience, if we're in those students who attended a 4-year university and who have student loans from that route are less likely to have their student loans recouped from the IRS. And it's easier, and we're easier to have those. Well, it's the same process, but the information is given to you easier about keeping the loan in deferment rather than default. But if you keep the loan in deferment, now that I'm thinking about it, talking about it, I need to check on my own loan to make sure that it's in deferment. Deferred.
So,
but I just...
Well, one last question before we take the next caller. Is there a particular time of year that you apply for a deferment? Is that like while you're filing your taxes? Is that part of that
process? No, the deferment for a student loan is at any time. You contact the holder of your loan and you request deferment papers for deferment. There are many times that you can reconsolidate the loan and then defer the loan. But just have to look at the overall picture, what it looks like, and if it's holding you back from anything. A lot of times we think that it's holding us back, and it may not be holding us back. So first determine whether or not the student loan holds you back from anything that you'd like to do. And if it doesn't, and it's not in the keep it deferred. Because I said if it doesn't hold you back from a mortgage or a business loan, the way to avoid student loans holding you back in a business loan is to operate out of an LLC.
Or as a corporation or straight corp. I mean, I think one of the things that create a separate entity that keeps you from having income that you report that you are therefore taxed on, or even having your assets come under scrutiny and possibly be something that can be taken from you, is if you are an entrepreneur, you need to create a separate business entity that is not yourself, that has a different tax ID number. So that, you know, as you say, you got an LLC or you have, a S corporation. But it's important to create an entity that pays you as your employer, and then you can define what your income is or is not such a way that you are not appearing to make more than you actually are making, when in fact most of your money is going into the investment and the growth of the business, whether it's for supplies, professional assistance, you know, whatever it is that you're paying for the growth of your business. So if you organize your records in such a way that these are business expenses owned by the business, then it doesn't become your income that you're therefore taxed with. And many of us starting out as entrepreneurs had no one to give us this kind of advice at all. And so a lot of people made mistakes. I was just listening to an interview by Will Smith, you know, as he's talking about his early days. He made all his money as a rapper and then lost everything to the IRS. Because, you know, most of the time when you're young and you make a lot of money, nobody tells you how to organize your reporting of your income so that your assets and your income are protected from IRS.
Right.
I won't say a tax. I'm going to try to use a nicer word, from IRS scrutiny. And I've seen so many young, wealthy people whether it was the entertainment industry, the sports industry, usually they didn't have financial help. They didn't have a tax consultant, didn't have legal assistance, didn't have an accountant, didn't have people who could help them know how to manage the money and, most importantly, how to report the money, how to define the money. So they're just living large and spending, and then next thing you know, they got this huge debt of money that they owe to the IRS, and they don't have the money because they spent it, and then they end up bankrupt. You know, how do you go from $10 million to broke? What did you do? But this is what happened. So we thank you, El Princess from St. Louis. We certainly thank you for your wisdom and experience. And how can people reach you? Again, give us information about when your show comes and when can people reach you if they want to benefit from your services. Give us some contact information.
They can reach me through email me at PBS.
I got to look up your own email.
I just got me a new email address, my professional email address. It is
– and spell it out, Cody. We can make sure we spell it properly. And for those who are not familiar with the radio station that she appears on, of course, our listeners are connected every Wednesday. It's American Muslim 360. That's www.blogtalkradio.com/AmericanMuslim360. And this is the largest internet broadcast station connecting the global Muslim community. And so we are grateful to be connected every Wednesday and with our co-host, Brother Kareem, who also has a show on American Muslim 360 every week. And it really is an opportunity to share knowledge with our global family. And this kind of information is critical, especially because people are going to have to change the way they think in order to take advantage of changing economy and not it as, oh, woe is me, everything, you know, I paid all this money to get this degree in college and now nobody's hiring because of COVID. What do I do? How do I keep from being homeless? Well, now's the time to create.
Naima, they can also dial in live to the studio to
absolutely
make contact with the host of AM 360. Just dial 515-605-9891. That's 515-605-9891. And there is an alternative number to handle an overflow. That is 425-292-4253, and speak directly to New Princess Aziz. Praise be to Almighty God, and she's an excellent host. We are so proud and grateful to have her as a host here on America Muslim 360.
Yes, absolutely. Again, that number is 515-05-9891. And again, Princess Karima,
and you can
show us on what
days again? We air on Thursday, 4 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Eastern Standard Time. And you can shoot me a quick email at luep@pbs.guru. That's luep as in Peter at pbs.guru.
All right. Fantastic. Well, thank you so very much. We'll be listening in on Thursday. All right. Well, we got time for another call before the break, and thank you so much. We certainly appreciate you sharing your wisdom today. All right. So think about that as you prepare to consider student loan forgiveness. My suggestion would be that you form an LLC or other corporation so that your income is protected from taxation. And it pays to know the laws of the land in which you live so that you can benefit from them. And we're going to go, you got another call on your switchboard. I got one on mine. You mind if I take a call and then we take your next call?
Okay, no, I don't see whoever it was. They are no longer with us. Yes, ma'am. Go ahead if you would, Naima.
All right. Looks like we got another St. Louis caller. Area code 314-677. Introduce yourself to our listening audience and give us your thoughts.
Hello, Naima. How are you this morning?
I'm wonderful. It sounds like the illustrious voice of our dear brother, Pianchi. Yes.
Oh, yes, it always it is. I seemingly pop up every now and then. That's one of the detriments when you leave your door open. Things come in. No, but what on this issue, I got 3 points I want to make. And I'm going to do this one real fast. Being that you're a member of American Muslims, and also this would go to any other religious group, what's your position on these businesses don't want to recognize your religious affirmation, and even to the point where they put a test to it, as it has to do with vaccinations? Your religion allows you to be exempt from things that's spelled out along the lines of religion as professed in the U.S. Constitution, where it says Congress shall not recognize a religion. So therefore, it cannot be used as a test. A person can't ask you questions about Adam and Eve and so forth to determine what you know to recognize your exemption from being vaccinated. And I was just wondering.
Hold that thought for a second. I want to come back to that. I got to take a quick break, and when we come back, I want to take a look at that, because a lot of the things that are being affected by people's work and things like that have to do with those requirements and whether or not people can get that exemption. And what about if you really are challenged on the job because of your medical decision? How do you handle that, and how do you prepare for that? We'll talk about that when we come back. And if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and press 1 so your number lights up on our switchboard. We'll open your mic when we come back after this break, so stay with us.
Oh, man, God sent the monthly sun bill today. This sunlight is really expensive, especially during this season. I'll probably have to work overtime to pay it.
Well, you better pay it on time. We don't want the sun to go out and we're sitting up here all day in the dark.
Wouldn't it be terrible if God charged us for sunlight? Well, thank God, the light and heat from the sun is free. So why are we paying such high bills for the energy we use in our homes? Because we don't know how to use solar energy, the free energy from the sun. You can convert your regular home to a solar energy home and save tremendously on your electric bill. Take a look at your electric bill. Wouldn't you like to reduce or possibly even eliminate that cost altogether? Let one of our solar consultants show you how. Call today, 312-849-3456, and schedule a free consultation. That's 312-849-3456.
To Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green on Thursdays at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time to hear great topics and stories on grief and turn you into victory. Join Dr. Debbie Green to listen to stories of triumph and learn how to overcome. You are not alone in your life, and there is hope in the darkest hour. This is your time to learn strategies and solutions to improve your life.
It's your time. So join Dr. Debbie Green with Soul for Solutions and call in on Thursday at 7 a.m. Central Standard Time and 8 a.m. Eastern Standard Time at 515-605-9325 with comments and questions. Look to hear from you real soon.
Is Monday morning a struggle to get out of bed, into the swing of things? Well, don't worry, you are not alone. Join us for thought-provoking, stimulating, and mindful conversations on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks for your Monday morning mindfulness session on Blog Talk Radio, The Female Solution, Mondays, 7:30 until 9 a.m. Be sure and send your ideas, thoughts, comments, and suggestions. Also, if you'd like to be a guest on the show, visit ZeldaSpeaks.com and send us your info. We'd love to have you. Experience mindfulness moments with the mindfulness/stress relief coach, Zelda Speaks. And thanks for sharing the mindfulness moment tip of the day. Stay on purpose, stay empowered, and stay tuned to your next session of Mindfulness on Higher Learning with Zelda Speaks. Make it a mindful day. And thanks for listening.
Are back. You're listening to and watching the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with my co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And of course, if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891, and press 1 to speak to the host. That, of course, light your number up on our switchboard and we can open your mic and get your thoughts. So one of the things that is critical for our survival in these times is to recognize that things have changed and we need to make adjustments. And the economy isn't going to go back to the way it was. We must create that which is to become. We have many situations where people are concerned because they may or may not feel comfortable getting the injection that has been widely promoted as protecting them from COVID. They might not feel comfortable even coming out among people because they fear COVID. There's a lot of things changing. And it would appear that we are becoming a more restricted society, a more controlled society. But in fact, if we think differently, we can become a freer society where we define working on our own terms. And whether or not you feel comfortable with being required to get inoculated, you still have the power to create an income because there are still services that are needed because people have to still function. So you just have to decide, how can you serve and still retain your autonomy? So, Dr. Tianqi, you were giving a thought, especially from the religious community, many of whom are feeling a little uneasy about what's happening with the demands of government and what they feel about what they want to put into their bodies. You were making a suggestion that those who are of, you know, a certain religious declaration can in fact
claim religious exemption. I've been reading a lot about that, with some people saying, well, no, it's not that easy, and some people say, yeah, it really is. So what are your thoughts on that?
Well, I think that the people in the religious community should speak out and say that there's no test in your belief in God. And if your body is the temple of God, where I hear many people say, then you want to reject infiltrating your temple of God with any foreign substance. And if you got employed, see what has happened. The federal government has threw this back onto employers where it should never be. And employers are telling you that you need to do something that's going against your religious belief, which is totally wrong. Now, you know, on this issue with your debt, when you're sending, when you
speak to that confounded topic, since we're on that subject, from a religious standpoint, the separation of religion,
churches,
and state.
Yeah.
That is aimed at the public arena. The public, you cannot be denied someone public access to space that is a public. It's owned by the public. Now, what do we mean when you say we have a free economy? A free economy. That person owns his or her business. That is a personal property of theirs. It's not publicly owned. That is the owner of that business is responsible for that business. So I think that these situations will be tested in the courts, because if I own my own business, it is a property of mine, I will be taxed for that business. I am held responsible for the income and the operation of that business. That's a private entity of mine. That's mine, I would say that I have the right to manage my business because it is mine. It is a personal property of mine. So that question will be, I'm quite sure, challenged in the court. But when it mentions separation of church and state, that is government. You cannot be denied public access to the public space, the public space. So that is where the government comes in at. The government, it maintains the public space, but your private business, that is your property. That is your business. And how you manage it, that's a responsibility on you. So I look forward to hearing what will be the outcome of this, because let's say I believe in vaccines. I'm not stating pro or con, but if I believe that my employees will be put at risk, my customers may be put at risk, then I think that I have the right to protect my employees and the customers and my business. So when speaks of separation of church and state, that is in the public arena, like the armed forces.
Well, here's the thing, Kareem.
That has been. Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, Kareem. If you're dealing in interstate commerce or any commerce whatsoever, you cannot discriminate. And this discrimination has certain criteria, which includes religion, race, sex, color, and so on and so on and so on. So, yes, you do come upon those government jurisdictions. Now, I'm going to go on to the topic of the show, if you don't mind, when you said educated and debt-free.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, my brother.
One of the ways to prevent that and that people don't take advantage of is making sure that their young child is educated to the umpteenth degree where they can qualify for things like scholarships. There's a lot of money in scholarships that's left on the table because these students aren't qualified for. And also the college planning. There's many, many plans that the entire family should be involved in order to send a child or children on to further their education. Now, we know that there's cases where people, once they reach the adult stage, early adult, they decide to make changes, and, of course, they will be incurring some sort of debt. But one thing you want to do is take advantage of those programs that helps you not to have to incur debt, and they're not doing so as great as they should. And what the lady made a point, debt forgiveness and student loan is nothing more than reconciliation. And a reconciliated debt is like income, and that's what they're going to look at it. Being an LLC don't get you, get the LLC out of it. It just throws the debt onto the other members of the LLC. If you got four, each of them is required to pay 25%. If you move out, well, your 25% is going to be passed on to those other three. So that really is not a tactical way to get out of it, but people will try anything. And, you know, finally, this administration has hired over 84,000 new IRS agents. They didn't hire them to give you a wake-up call in the morning and tell you to get up so you can go to work. They hired them so they can come after you in all sort of ways in order to get after your income and any debt that you owe. No matter what your source of debt, that company that's providing you with those money, even if it's Dash, they have to report that money that they give you because it's a deduction for them. And then that leads the trail to you. Thank you.
Well, I thank you so much, as always, for contributing to this conversation, Pianki. That was Pianki from St. Louis, or even further south from St. Louis right now. Something that our Monday Zelda Robinson has said, she says, oh, Grand Rising, beautiful queen. Yes, we Grand Rising to you. She said student loans are part of the system that keep you enslaved for life because chances for people to pay back without struggle is slim to none. Now, that's an issue that has caused a lot of people to look at this whole student loan debt situation where getting knowledge is made so unattainable unless you go into debt. It's gotten to be kind of like a game, you know? And then you get the, you go into debt, and then the job that you thought you were going to get you out of debt has disappeared. So we have to be savvy about this. Now, Pianki brought up some points about a corporation that you form, whether you form the S-Corp or a regular corporation or LLC, whatever corporate entity that you create, that is like a person separate from yourself. They have their own tax ID number. You apply for that, and that is the entity through which you funnel whatever your financial pursuit is, and it's important, like our sister Karima was explaining, it's important to know how to record your cash flow. Now, what happens if you do a lot of business through barter and trade? Well, there is no income trail, but you're getting what you need, and that's where we must move toward so that we are not incurring liabilities because we are doing business and we are exchanging. That's the mindset that we have to get to, because that is what's going to create the society that is debt-free. And we have to get out of this game of getting into debt, going to institutions that give us information, and that information does not empower us. When you get out of your institution paid, then how do you make that knowledge work for you? Well, if you gain knowledge that's helpful, that can help you serve, then you can find someone to serve. You can find a way to make that knowledge beneficial. And this is what we have to continue more of in terms of creating. So Zelda says, licenses and permits for career choices are stumbling blocks to prevent you from moving forward, damages you emotionally, physically, and psychologically, all part of the wickedness that is tumbling down, causing the demise of America. Well, go right ahead.
Yes, ma'am. You know, we hear the word, we're usually when we hear people say, oh, he's a, or she's a professional. I'm a professional. What usually enters our mind is someone sitting behind a desk, in an office, in a bookstore seat, you know, whatever, and all that comes with that. But let's get to the reality of what professional means. Professional means this is how you earn your living. This is your profession.
Right.
And we have been steered toward big 4-year colleges and come out degree to the hilt with the idea or the vision of sitting somewhere in the office overlooking Times Square, whatever. I'm saying, these are all the things that have been placed in our mind.
Yes.
But what about trade school? My nephew, Jason, he was interned. He was mentored by a man that owned electrician. He was an electrician. And he mentored my nephew. My nephew gained that knowledge and started his own company. And he is doing quite well. I mean, he is doing very well. He has employees that work with and under him. And his income is a nice income.
And what is the electrician? Did you say he's an electrician?
Yes. Mm-hmm. Everyone still needs an electrician. They hire electricians. So to gain a skill, a trade. He is a professional electrician. Although he is working with his hand, but that comes with a skill level, an intellect. He is a professional. So if we would look toward community colleges also, they are a very wonderful institution and an accredited community college to gain the skills and knowledge that we need. But in light of the changing environment, sometimes people will get a degree in a certain field, and it is growing so rapidly that is no longer the reality.
Mm-hmm.
It has morphed into another skill set. So I'm saying to us, the trade, look, It's people getting ready to make some big money with this infrastructure.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, this infrastructure bill that was that have passed.
Right.
People that own construction companies are getting ready to clean up.
Yeah.
They're getting ready to. If you own a mid-sized contracting company, you can be subleased through a major construction company.
Mm-hmm.
And make and get paid, because you can bet these construction, boy, they're licking, they're getting ready to get paid. But these are skilled tradesmen, cement workers, iron workers, you name it, heavy machinery operating.
Yes.
Operation. They're getting ready to get paid. So
yes.
Let us look also for a trade, something we can do with our hands that seems to be never needing us. We need electricians. We need plumbers.
Mm-hmm.
We need contractors, cement workers, and those, matter of fact, they are begging for truckers now.
Yeah.
They have a shortfall in truckers. They start off at $75,000 a year.
Mm-hmm.
A year.
New opportunities that have opened up.
That is a profession.
Absolutely.
Yes, ma'am. I'll
Absolutely.
Stop right there.
Yeah. We're going to take our last break, and when we come back, we'll explore how you get into these professions that are now growing and expanding, and some of them that have been launched as a result of the COVID crisis, and how you can benefit from the need that exists, and how you can create once you define what you would like to contribute in service to the global family. What would you love doing? And how do you get the knowledge of how to do it without paying the cost? And how do you get rid of that debt that you may have incurred if you paid to go to college? We'll talk about that when we come back after this last break. And if you're listening online, we want you to join this conversation. Give us a call, 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And if you are on our switchboard now, 515-605-9325 or 515-605-9891. We want you to press 1 and share your thoughts. And we will be right back after this last break. So stay with us.
Hey, it's time to take charge of your health. I'm Viata, your holistic life coach, and every Friday morning at 8 a.m. Eastern Daylight Time, I'm here on The Female Solution to empower you to make choices that will assist your evolution to abundant health. I'm also blogging every Sunday evening at 8 p.m. Eastern Daylight Time at Soul Purpose Healing, where I bring you a spiritual chiropractic adjustment to bring you back into alignment with our Creator's love, compassion, and wisdom. Join me every Friday morning at 8 a.m. and Sunday evening at 8 p.m. for a time of unity, enlightenment, and love vibration. Shalom.
The Female Solution Global Radio TV Show invites you to an invigorating conversation with our team of hosts Monday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. Central Time. Start your week with Monday Morning Mindfulness with Zelda Speaks. Tuesdays, Self-Care with Jody Toussaint. Wednesdays, Repairing Broken Families with Naeem Latif and co-host Kareem Hamid. Thursdays, Soulful Solutions with Dr. Debbie Green. And Fridays, Health and Well-Being with Viata. Saturdays, tune in 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central Time. First Saturday, Success Strategy with Jana.
Second Saturday, Wendy Williams Esquire on relationships. Third Saturday, Move Around with Deborah. And fourth Saturday, Wisdom with Mama D. Join us Sundays, 7 p.m. to 9 p.m. Central Time for Soul Purpose Healing with Beata. Call in and comment 515-605-9325. Press 1 to speak to the host and be a part of the solution.
And we are back for our last 20 minutes of the Female Solution Global Radio TV Show. I'm Naima Latif, along with our co-host Kareem Hamid and our American Muslim 360 family. And we want you to call in 515-605-9325. Press 1 when you're ready to speak. And if you're on our switchboard now, press 1 and we'll open your mic and get your thoughts. We have been talking about the issue of student debt, because so many invested in college education over the last few years, and then suddenly everything ground to a halt. In the year 2020, the world changed. And it seems like this change is going to be prolonged. And now we have issues with some companies being asked if they have more than 100 employees, asked to require people to be vaccinated. And our world is rapidly evolving into a vax, pro-vax versus anti-vax community. And it can be polarizing unless we use wisdom. Because there are many ways you can serve and not infringe on anyone's opinion. There are so many professions that are needed that the hiring isn't necessarily going to come from a lot of large corporations. Sometimes it's going to be a matter of independent contractors, independent business people. As Kareem pointed out, you're always going to need service in terms of repair and maintenance of the things we need every day. Household repair is an ongoing process. They're not going to be able to make robots that do.
Hi, I'm Jody Susan with Susan Essentials. I started Susan Essentials in 2015 because of a personal health journey. I was over-medicated and put on 19 different medications. And yes, I reversed all my chronic diseases using plant and energy-based healing. It was amazing. At Susan Essentials, we support both consumers and businesses. And we do that with helping your employees or yourself with a food as medicine mindset. How Susan Essentials supports businesses and consumers is we teach people about a food as medicine mindset. So we support people on how to support their own immune system, how to support their brain health, how to support their emotional well-being. And we do that all with plant and an energy-based healing.
All right, there we go. Listen in every Tuesday for
Unmuted.
And so now we're back and we can share some opportunities to serve. And as Kareem said, you know, you're always going to have the need for repair and maintenance of the things we use. And he spoke of electricians, carpenters, cement workers. We're always going to need those things. And now that the government is releasing funds to rebuild the infrastructure, if you have skills, you can work. Now, what has happened in so many places where trade schools have closed, people don't have skills, but there are workers, there are companies that need workers. And if you're willing to work as an intern and learn under someone, you can learn those skills on the job and earn some money. Now, speaking of the trades, plumbing was one of them, and my particular plumber, Stephen Kennard, I'm giving you a plug. You can become an advertiser. But certainly we do want to encourage those who are in the profession to take on apprentices that they can train and teach those skills. He said that the man who trained him took him under his wing and taught him everything he knows about plumbing. He's going to come to my house soon and help us with a stopped-up drain. But, hey, you know, this is ongoing work.
and now he's training someone. So this is part of how we create the economy that we need. So if you have a skill, if you are a professional person, whatever that is, look to train someone. Take someone on as an apprentice, as someone that you can mentor, that you can provide that on-the-job training, and it's not going to cost them anything. They're going to get paid as you get paid, and you might even be able to help them develop their skills so that your company grows. That's how you benefit from this condition that we're seeing now. Grow by teaching what you know and developing someone so that they can have a skill. And if they've been college educated and they have knowledge but don't have experience, give them the experience. And if you're someone who is college educated and you don't have a job, look for businesses that you can work with as someone who is being mentored. And the trade-off is you're also going to learn how to one day set up your own company. Every job I ever had, I always think, what can I learn from them as I set up my own business? And when you think of it that way, you're actually getting education without it costing you anything. Go to that business. If you're working as an intern, see it as education that is not costing you anything, and you may even be able to get some paid internships. You might make less than you would make if you were on a full-time job, but you're getting knowledge, experience, and training to prepare you to one day create your own. That's the mindset that we need to have. So, Brother Graham, I've got another call on the line. Any callers on your switchboard?
No, I don't see anyone at this time, but I want to share something very quickly. Craftsmanship. There were businesses that were owned by people in our past. They had businesses, whatever, watchmaking, whatever. And their son or daughter went to college and got a degree in business management. They brought that knowledge back with them and re-entered that company, and through what they had learned, was able to manage and grow that business. They utilized the skills that they had acquired at the college level, and they brought it back home. And now their father is owning a major company, or whoever it is. You know, this is the transference of family wealth. So that knowledge that you have gained at the college level, if you are mentoring with someone, I mean, whatever trade, you have a special knowledge now that you can also give back to that person and show them how to manage and grow that business. To manage and grow that business. So we cannot ignore the skill trade. it's unlimited. You can give a man a fish, you feed him for a day. Teach him how to fish, you feed him for life. So
that's right.
Those are things that I hope we keep in mind.
That is right. Absolutely. So think about ways, think about what you want to do, and then think of people who may need help doing what you want to do, and then put yourself in a position to be an intern, be an apprentice, be someone who's getting on-the-job training. It's not costing you anything, and you're actually helping grow someone's business and learning how to operate a business at the same time. So I'm going to take this call, and while we do that, I'm going to pull up on the screen some of the industries that have grown as a result of the COVID crisis that you can benefit from. Let me open up the microphone. I believe we've got our Wisdom with Mama D on the line. Mama D, thank you for joining us this morning on The Female Solution.
Well, hallelujah. Greetings and grand rising to my global transformers. You know, I was thinking that we are definitely moving away from the get a job to create a job reality, and that many of the jobs traditionally held by men, plumbing, truckers, are going to be fields that's opening up to women.
Yeah.
And it would
be already open. They are driving those trucks. Yes, they are.
Yes. Yes. And plumbing, you are always going to need, and then painter, home decorators, all those kind of jobs, you're always going to need somebody to do those kind of household repairs. Becoming a mechanic, you know, women outnumber men, that's the reality, and they can no longer rely on brothers or somebody else who might have already married outside of their race, and that profession is that service is no longer open to you. So you're going to have to learn how to change those flat tires and do all of that so-called stuff that you could always call on your male friend or brother or associate to do. You're going to have to do those jobs yourself. So that's one thing. My dentist, she told me something I thought very interesting. She said that her father suggested that she become a dentist because that was one of the professions that she could set her own hours. She didn't have to just be a regular doctor with hours that belong to somebody else. And I thought that that was interesting that her father would have this conversation with his daughter because he was very much concerned about a profession that she could get, have that would still allow her to be a full wife and mother. So I said, oh, wow. You know, I wonder how many women have those kind of conversations with their daughters. But I thought it was very interesting that he would be looking out for professions like that. And I think that that's a good idea, that when we as females are going to more and more be the majority of the workforce, that I think that we would think about, well, how would this job fit in with me being a wife and a mother? And I think that with the shutdown, a lot of women were that possibility opened up to them. You know, suppose I had this job and I could do it from home, and the benefits of it. And I think that that's one of the reasons why women aren't going back to work, especially when you can get $300+ per child for staying home. I take low-wage earners aren't making that kind of money. You know, you got four children and you got an extra $1,200 and it's clear money. You're not making that when they take out for taxes and all this other kind of stuff and wear and tear on your body and driving to and fro and buying gasoline and paying for nylon and makeup and hair weaves and wigs. All of that that goes with working on the outside. What do you think?
Well, I agree. I think that's why we're really going to see a transformation in our economy, because people don't want to have to leave the house if they can earn money at home or receive money from home. And that is when you started calculating what it takes for you to go to work. If you could do something from home and not have to go to work, people are preferring that. And so we are going to see a different kind of economy. And the thing is not to be upset about it, is to just prepare and make the adjustment. And I think also what you said about jobs not being so much gender-based anymore. Every time I get on public transportation, the bus driver is female. And that used to be, you know, a completely almost male, exclusively male profession. And I'm told a lot of it is because a lot of men have not been able to pass the drug test, which, you know, that says a lot. If you're going to decide you want to, you know, enjoy your marijuana or whatever the case may be, then you need to figure out how to be an entrepreneur because, you know, if people don't want certain substances in your body and they're hiring you and they can't hire you because that's your recreation or whatever it is, well, then you need to figure out how can I employ myself? How can I get into a profession that I control?
Exactly. And the other thing was student loan and student debt. That's why one of the reasons I was so disappointed with President Obama, because the group that gave him 96% of their vote the first time made history, giving them 94 outvoting white people the second time with 94% of their vote, that he came up with this Reparations Dream Act for the children of people who had broken into the country, and we could still hardly survive a broken taillight, and reward them with Dream Act, that D, development, R, relief, E, education. They could go to graduate school for free. For A, aliens, non-citizen, and when they said minors, they were talking about people under the age of 31 years old, in addition to amnesty from any crime that's not federal, and they got exemption from student loans and student debt. And that the group that has not overcome the heart and mind damage, according to former Presidents Clinton and George Bush, that the vestiges still exist today, by law, we could not go to school as a movable property thing called chattel. And for him to give a group based on privilege as a result of family's criminal activity, by the way, that $450,000, because they didn't have any family detention centers to put them in and they got separated from their children. We don't have any family jails or detention centers. If you are taken to jail, they take your children to another place. And that is part of the governmental laws. And then you're going to pay them for it's just ridiculous. But getting back to saying, well, you can go to graduate, you can go to junior college. I don't know if you can go to junior college if you get a B average, if you are male. That was too little too late, because the Dream Act doesn't come with if you get a B average, if you are male. It doesn't come with anything at all, and this is for non-citizens. We just cannot keep going along to get along with these kind of fundamentally unfair policies and practices because of the spirit of fear. We are, well, yeah, no, that's the wrong spirit if you got that.
And you know, Mama D, that is exactly why we must empower ourselves with knowledge. And I appreciate your constantly empowering us with knowledge every fourth Saturday here on the Female Solution Global Radio TV show. You've got to listen to Wisdom with Mama D every fourth Saturday, 12 noon to 2 p.m. Central. And we want you all to be empowered. Thank you so much, Mama D. Now, before we leave, I'd like to just share a couple of things that we can do if you're dealing with student loan debt, because you do ultimately not want to have that hanging over your head. You want to free your income, but you also want to use that freed income to invest in a business or enterprise or career or profession that you own and control and can use as a tax deduction. But here are some five simple steps you can do to start getting rid of that student loan debt. First of all, in order to pay off student loan debt, you need to have money available to make payments. And the best way to stretch your hard-earned dollars is to create a budget and savings plan. Small expenses can add up throughout the month, but having a budget in place can eliminate a lot of extra spending. So think of ways that you may be throwing away, you know, those dollars that you could be putting away, whether it's, you know, fast food money that you could be saving, put away something, you know. And first of all, write down all of your expenses. What does it really cost you to live? And not, you know, how you blow money, but things you have to pay, like whatever your rent, your mortgage, you know, the roof over your head. That has to be the first thing. And, you know, transportation, if you've got to go to and from, whether it's a job or whatever your situation is, what you must pay every day. And then as you make a list of everything that you must pay, whether it's, you know, you're paying into a health insurance policy or life insurance policy or auto insurance policy or car note, list what it costs and get a dollar figure. And a lot of times people find out what they have to pay is a lot less than what they earn, and that's what creates the stress. Like, oh, I don't have enough. But once you make that list, then start crossing off the unnecessary items. You know, maybe even like stopping for coffee on your way to work or whatever. I mean, a lot of different things that you might just blow money for. That's the money that you put aside to use to get rid of debt and to invest in your future, your business, because ultimately you need to have something that you own and control. So if you have a debt that you're paying, you know, when you pay a loan, you're paying interest. And you're paying more than you actually borrowed because the banks make money on the interest. So like our sister was saying, ask for deferment papers. Defer the loan so that you don't end up paying more than you borrowed over such a long period of time because you're paying little amounts. So this is some of the ways that you can get rid of that debt. And then another thing, if you want to apply for student loan forgiveness, you want to put yourself in a position where you have defined your income so that you are appearing on your tax paper to be in a position where financially you're not earning enough to pay it at this time. And as we talked to our sister Karima, gave us some great advice on deferment, on forming a company, and also on looking at ways that you can create a business, a profession, how you can work with someone that has skills to teach you. But ultimately, you have to take control of your life and have a game plan and not have this debt over your head. So, Brother Green, we've got to leave. Before we go, remind our listening audience of when and where they can hear you every week.
I host two broadcasts on America with 360 Monday morning at 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for CWSC Building the Community Life Seminar. Building the Community Life, the instructions for building our community. And also Saturday morning, the Evolution of Revolutionary Thought. I have established a study session of the addresses and lectures of Imam Walid Muhammad, Rahim Allah, may he, may Allah grant him the highest station in paradise. So we invite you to tune in to AM 360 for the wonderful lineup of broadcasts that we share each and every week here on America Muslim 360. Also, I want to ask us, let's look at e-commerce, too. Let's look at the explosion of businesses established on the internet. Thank you, as always.
All right, and thank you so much. We appreciate you, and you're listening to the Global Radio.
We've come to the end of our show today, but you can hear every show in the archive
at www.blogtalkradio.com. Home Shopping Network. This coming Monday, launching product services.
Facebook page.
And
go to
www.facebook.com/FemaleSolutions.
Leave your comments about today's show. You can always reach me on my website at www.naimalatif.com. That's www.naimalatif.com. Watch our TV shows.
E-commerce, as we just mentioned,
order our book.
Is the glowing
sure
way
copy
that
of
we
the book,
are
the female
creating
page.
A new economy.
On
people
behalf
at
of
home,
our team of
buying,
radio hosts,
shopping,
I'd
selling,
like to thank
changing.
All of you who participated in today's discussion.
In this new economy.
And to
so
our
again,
global family
sisters,
listening from all around the world,
network,
we say
this
thanks.
Coming Monday
to our family
and we
in
want
China,
you to go to ZeldaSpeak.wordpress.com.
Japan, arigato.
And if you've got a product
Korea,
or service,
kamsahamnida.
You need to be a part of the
Russia,
Home Shopping Network.
Germany.
Thank you so much for joining us today
Poland,
on the Female Solution Global Radio
France,
Show.
Merci.
And to all of our global fans.
Gracias.
We say
Italy.
Thank you.
Grazie. Egypt. Shukran. Ghana. Medasi. Nigeria. Eshe. South Africa, Ngiyabonga, Senegal, Jared, Kenya, Asante, Israel, Toda, Pakistan, Shukriya, Afghanistan, Tashakor, Saudi Arabia, Shukran, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Thank you, and may peace be upon you and the mercy of God. And God's blessing.